Blog Talk Radio.
The word tonight, disorderly conduct. I know that's two words, but it doesn't matter. Pick one. How about disorderly? I'm Vince in the Bay. 347-826-7667 is the number. Big ups to my early chatters, Jeanette Smith online, One Angry Jew, Other People's Eyes, and TX Patriot 2010. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'll be your host here on Disorderly Conduct for the next 2 hours for you to call in and join me here, and we can achieve audio ecstasy right here on the air. I've been having some weird, strange funkiness going on with my Skype connection lately, so you kids are gonna in the audience are gonna have to bear with me. And if you think things sound funky, let me know, and I might have to just switch it up and go to my phone, the phone line, because that's always more stable. But I prefer that it's much easier. I do have a hands-free headphones for my phone, but I lost them. I lose those things. I've already lost like 2 or 3 of those. I'm terrible. Anywho, Acid Rock Radio, welcome to the chat room as well. Want another early chatter. Appreciate it. I'm going to dive in there in the chat room, mix things up with you folks. We're going to have a Jew in a second. Also, we're going to talk about Julian Assange and his glorious release today. Apparently he's on arrest on some chateau, I don't know, somewhere in England. I saw aerial photography of it today. Boy, we should all have it that good, right? Yeah, he's a real Jew. We're going to bring the Jew on in a second. Stick around. We're just getting warmed up here. Nutmeg, thanks for coming through. Appreciate you showing up and bringing Acid Rock Radio and the crew through here early on. I know you can only stay for a little bit, but I appreciate you guys popping in and hanging out with me here. Yeah, so we're just going to mix things up as we do per usual here on the Disorderly Conduct Program. Once again, 347-826-7667 is the number. Love getting new callers. TX Patriot, did you call? Can't remember. Other People's Eyes, I don't think, has called in. Nutmeg, you've called in. Jeanette has called in. Jeanette, I'd love to have you call in again and give us some sort of update. I'm gonna have to watch your show on archive. Unfortunately, I was working. Had a busy day today, and I didn't get to catch it live. I hope it was a success. If you want to come on and talk about it and promote the archive, feel free to do so. Or if you just want to post it in the chat, it's all good. Yeah, you guys check out Jeanette Smith. Check out her show. She usually gets interesting guests, and she had something going on today. I forgot what it was, but it looked interesting. There's a lot of crazy stuff on BTR that didn't even exist. Like, people just started getting me into this whole, like, your category and what you you go into your category and you see, you know, where you're rated and the most popular. And I don't know if you guys do this, but I look at the other people around me, the people that are like in front of me or behind me and the most popular, and they're like people I've never even heard of, never even seen. And they're doing shows, they're doing like once a week, but they just happen to do them when I don't listen. Like, I'm doing stuff, I'm like living my life, and these people are doing their shows, and I always miss them. So I started following. That's the great thing about following people on BTR. And I encourage all of you, if you have not followed me yet here on BTR, make sure you do. It's really easy to do. It's blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. Or you can just click on my icon there and follow me that way. That way you'll know when I'm doing the show. Doing a show early tonight. This is my ideal time to do it, is right now. But yeah, Jeanette says it was VH1's Don Newfield from the reality calamity Football Wives. Okay, that's interesting. There are so many goddamn reality shows. It's ridiculous. Oh my God. I've already talked about Vanilla Ice's reality show. I didn't realize he had his own. It's just everybody's got a reality show. They're a dime a dozen, literally. Like, I can't believe all these mom and pop cable channels are able to throw out ducats to get these shows on. It's insanity. I don't understand why. It's nuts. All right, so Jeanette says she looks like she might call in. That would be great. If you did, Jeanette, feel free to do so. 347-826-7667. So maybe we'll have Jeanette with us in a bit. And of course, we're going to talk about Julian Assange and his release from prison. And we're also going to talk about this Florida shooting. So maybe we'll wait a little bit later on that until we get the panel up and going. Maybe we'll get the Jew, Jeanette, and if we can get one or two other calls in, we'll do a little roundtable on those subjects. We'll do that in just a second here. And if you don't like it, well, then
to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Taking your calls. I'm having some really wacky weirdness going on with lagginess going on with my Skype connection, at least on my end. If you folks are noticing that, I please implore you to say so in the chat so I can correct the situation. Anywho, we have Jeanette Smith with us now. Jeanette Smith, welcome to Disorderly Conduct.
Well, thank you for having me. That's so pretentious. What's going on, Vince?
Absolutely nothing.
Had to get my call in early. You guys are, you know, more night owls than I am. I'm an early bird girl.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've seen your videos behind the scenes stuff where you're up at like 3 a.m.
Right, getting up to go in at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah,
you're just coming on the air about that time.
Yeah, your time, but it's still early where I'm at. It's only 10:15 here.
Yeah. I have to take that into account. It's 12:17 here, but your Skype sounds fine. I had issues with mine today, by the way, just so you don't feel alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the archive on my show, I went back and listened to it. The first part of it, it's the first time that I used the Skype to host thing, because I let them twist my arm on this whole you better upgrade thing, or you know, we're going to squeeze you down to
three files and a 30-minute show.
And so, I had already lined up some stuff with folks that's going to definitely be need an hour, you know. So I said, well, the first month is free, so I'm going to try it out. So, but yeah, I had some issues with it today, but you sound fine.
Yeah, see, that was the topic of my show yesterday. I'm done with BTR after my last show will be February, I guess, January 31st or whatever.
Whenever they make the shift.
Yeah. I mean, I'll still be around. I'll still show up here and there and listen to shows and pop up now and again, but I'm not going to pay for this. I'm not going to pay $29.99 for this. And I feel bad for the people who are already paying $39.99 for this.
Right.
And they're finding out that other people like me are getting offered $29. I mean, maybe I should sell it. Maybe I should just sell it or pawn it off to somebody.
Maybe. You know? That would be good.
Out there has a paid account and they want to get the $29.99 rate, they're offering it to me now before the 31st, so, or before the 1st, I guess. So I'm totally down to – but then my last show would be a New Year's, which would kind of suck.
That would kind of suck, yeah.
Yeah. Then it'd have to be for money, I guess. I don't know.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to go to another network, or what are you going to do?
I don't know. That's the thing. That my ongoing thread throughout these final shows will be where will I go to now? I don't know. I have no idea. Beneath that room, that's Ronnie Rucker. He does his show. He started out on BTR, and he just got the same notice that I got, and you got, and he already left TR or stopped doing shows on BTR a long time ago. He does once a week on Livestream and Ustream. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking of doing that already, but just like as a one-off once a week or like a once a week thing, you know, in tandem with doing BTR. But then this came up. So then I'm like, well, maybe I'll just do that anyways. But I want the added advantage of getting call-ins.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
call
the
in
thing.
That's the whole thing right there, because my whole show is based on call. It's a call-in show. It's all. Right. I mean, I just go with the flow, you know, based on who calls in.
Right.
And I know that they can do Skype video connections and stuff, which is cool, and which is something I would do, you know, preferably all the time, but I'd also like to have the added advantage of people like BTR just, you know, I'd love to have just BTR with, you know, merged with video, with Ustream or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Have it so people can call in.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's the best of all worlds. And what the funny thing was, when I upgraded, I was like, okay, cool. I can use the video function now. No, you have to go to the $99 level to use.
Ruthless.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, are you serious? So they're going to get
terrible.
You one way or the other.
Oh. Well, I could do video, can't I? I think you still go video. They have pushed my video up there, right?
Like, I tried to do it yesterday. I did a test show last night because when I upgraded, switchboard is a little bit different. I just wanted to test out some stuff. So when I did the test show, I could not get the video function to work. So, you know, at the $29 or $39 level, you get the free live help. So I had her on the line, and after 10 minutes, we figured out, oh, no, it's because you don't have the $99 pro account. You can't use your webcam. So I'm like, that sucks. But I still use Ustream. You know, I just use them in tandem. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Your show you did today, you had did Ustream as well?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do the one today. I'll choose and pick them, you know.
Uh-huh.
But my goal is I'm getting some software where you can record Skype conversations online and that kind of stuff, and I want to be able to show, you know, do the Skype interviews and have it so folks can see both myself and my guests, you know.
Yeah.
And I can do that, and I can put it up on Ustream. But sometimes I'll just Ustream me, but I feel like I'm boring. So I don't, you know, it's just me and you can't really, I'm not really doing anything interesting. But I like the feature on here where you can just kind of have your cam up and it's kind of just like this little thing, you know, where you're kind of just able to pop in and check the host out, you know, without having to do so much. I don't know if you find this, but I find that between trying to run my breaks and spots and interviews and stuff, it's kind of distracting for me doing it all. My help is pregnant right now, so she's kind of put me down. So I don't really have that second set of eyes and hands to help me out. So it becomes much when I'm trying to do chat room and, you know, take calls and talk intelligently to my guests and check out what's going on Facebook because people still hit me up over there. You know, it's just a lot going on. So,
Well, if you ever need any help, it would be my pleasure to help out.
Oh, awesome.
I would love to. It's one of my fantasies. I would love to be like, I mean, I have fun doing my own show, but I think my ultimate fantasy would be like, be kind of like an Ed McMahon, but on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Be like the guy that introduces the show,
and maybe
does some technical production behind the scenes, but you know, but ultimately just is an introduction announcer, and it's kind of like if there's nobody, you don't have any guests or anybody to feed off of, there I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that's cool. I was just looking in your chat room. Texas Patriot was saying $99 for the video function. Yeah, if you look on, I don't even see it on Vince's chat thing, but usually like when you're in your chat room, you'll see a little camera icon and you can click on it and show yourself. And you don't get to take advantage of that unless you do the $99 feature. And what's Iconoclast saying? You have free software to do your show in the future. Well, what is that? You need to share.
Yeah, let's see some linkage there.
Yeah, One Angry Jew said you're blipping. You were kind of pop locking on that last little bit you were saying. It was starting kind of digital jumping a little bit. But
yeah, the best thing to do is just wait that stuff out. Am I okay now?
Yeah, you're good now.
All right. That's the problem. When I'm trying to download porn and do my radio show, it takes up a lot of bandwidth.
Right.
So I got to work on that. All right, I'm going to bring One Angry Jew on.
Okay. Oh, quick time broadcast. Okay, that's what Iconoclast says he's using for quick time broadcast. Really? It's an Apple thing? I need to check that out because I'm a total Mac girl.
Hey, one angry Jew, are you in the bathroom with the fan on or something? It's loud, bro.
You know, my microphone is so damn good, it picks up everything. I had a mouse fart in the corner of the room. Somebody picked it up on another show.
Yeah,
all right, I'll tell you what.
I can hear your nostril hair vibrating.
I'm gonna turn it off for you, Vince. Let me go mute myself.
All right, enough of that. We tried the Jew. We'll come back to the Jew in a second.
Well, you know, and you're a tough audience. I mean, being the audio aficionado that you are, you're going to be a little picky.
I'm not an audio Nazi. I mean, there's a certain point where it's like, dude,
come on, just playing with you.
Doing? Are you sitting on top of a washing machine? What the fuck is going on back there?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So Iconoclast is saying Nicecast. Yeah, you know what, Iconoclast? I checked out your Nicecast. I downloaded it, and it basically lets you – it's cool in a way. It lets you stream your iTunes over the internet. But and I guess there's a way you could finagle it to run your mic in there or something, but it's not ideal. There's no chat room, there's nothing like that. It's just a basic, it's kind of like, I see the cool thing about Nicecast maybe being like you have a computer at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you just leave it on just like with like, and it's your computer that's got all your audio files on it. You just leave it on shuffle all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're at work and you're just like, oh, I just want to hear what's going on my iTunes at home. And you can like tune in at work or something, you know, it's like cool for something like that.
Right.
But
I got
it's not like you're going to use it for replacing BTR.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, and I think that's why they're getting away with it, because they know that they've got a good thing going and the popularity has grown and people are, I mean, think about it. I was thinking about this from a standpoint of just server. If you got a bunch of folks that have free shows and they're doing 1 hour shows every day and they've got all these files uploaded, I mean, and they can get paid for that space that's being used. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're going to try to take advantage of that. So I guess it was coming one day, and that day is now.
Yeah, unfortunately, it happens right as I'm, like, getting back into the swing of BTR. Like, I took a long break from BTR, and I just recently got back into and been doing shows, you know, on a regular basis and, like, mm-hmm. getting good listeners. I got a lot of guests tonight, a lot of people listening as guests. I don't know if people that are just too lazy to log in or if we just got a lot of guests. I don't know. Guests. All right. Hey, I'm going to try One Angry Jew again. Let's see if he's corrected his audio problems. One Angry Jew, are you there?
Yeah, but I'm eating salad.
All right. So
that's so random.
All right. We'll put you back on hold and we'll come back to One Angry Jew.
Why do I need to be on hold?
Because we don't want to hear you eating salad?
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. I have my own mute button on my microphone.
Yeah, well, take care of that.
Well, here you go. Listen, here it goes.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like an airline hangar in here, so he must be muted.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so tell us, Jeanette, what was your show about today, and how can we check it out?
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, today, like you were talking about, everybody's got this reality show, and maybe because I'm in Dallas, you know, the whole Football Wives thing, I started checking it out because it's based in Dallas, shot in Dallas, and it's Football Wives on VH1. In fact, the season finale is coming up this Sunday. It's 8:30 Central and 9:30 Eastern. But these women are going at it. And you know Deion Sanders. Most people who don't even follow football know Deion Sanders, you know, formerly of the Cowboys. His wife is on the show.
And the Niners. And the Niners.
And the Niners. And the Niners.
for like one
you.
Year. For like one
no
year.
No idea
like
who
one...
Deion Sanders is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay. prime time. Yeah. Well, never mind.
Yeah, prime time. Was in Atlanta. He was in Atlanta when MC Hammer was still in the game, and like they had that what was the song that was huge? There was some huge MC Hammer song that maybe
Can't
it was
Touch This?
Was it Can't Touch This? Hey, One Angry Jew, do you remember what MC Hammer song?
Do not. One Angry Jew listens to jazz.
Was there?
Yeah, isn't
was
that
there
jazz?
A,
that's totally jazz. MC
no,
Hammer?
It's not.
Yeah, it basically is. I mean, come on. It's hip-hop, jazz, same thing.
That's so hard.
Hold on a second. Please do not say that hip-hop is jazz. Jazz is hip-hop. You're going to cause me to go into an apoplectic fit.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
And I'm eating salad. I could choke.
Whatever. You're trying to be all artsy-fartsy with your jazz. What are you into, Benny Goodman?
No, I'm into Pat Metheny. I'm into the old stuff. I'm into everything. But you can't call hip-hop jazz. Please, don't offend me. By the way, how's my hanger doing?
So anyways, which wife? So you had one of the wives on the show?
Yeah, well, on the
from
show.
The show on your show.
Yeah, I did. And her name is Don Neufeld. Now, her husband, Ryan Neufeld, is a former tight end for Dallas, but he also played for Buffalo and for Jacksonville. He's kind of had a rough go. He's one of those guys he's more the minimal salary guys. You know what I mean? But she and Pilar Sanders, Deion's wife, have been kind of getting into it all season. And I'm just going to be honest, I started having this affection for her a little bit just because, you know, there's this elitist thing that you run into in Dallas, and you Dallas folks in the chat room, you know what I'm talking about. It's like old money, new money, and even among, you know, different folks in the same classes, I mean, you've got this hierarchy, and I guess that's the way it works everywhere. But, you know, I could see that Dawn came on this show hoping that she was going to make friends and everybody, not really getting, this is a reality show, and not everybody's coming to make friends and have fun and, you know, that kind of craziness. And so she and Pilar kind of bumped heads, and so at one point she threw a cookie at her, which sounds so crazy, but they got into this argument and she threw a cookie at her. And so I had her on the show today. The show, you know, you call my stuff touchy-feely, you know, when I go into those touchy-feely subjects, and we were doing reinventing and repositioning yourself. And I had her on to talk about that and the show, because she studied law. She put her law career on hold to follow her husband so he could do the NFL thing. And now she's been really transparent about, you know, Ryan is he's out. He's football is done. He got injured. He went back to Dallas. He was playing, got injured. Then he was going to try to play in the UFL for one more year, but then he got injured there, and so now it's done. And she was just really, really honest about, you know, we try to live modestly, but you know, once you're done, you're done. And now she's dealing with the whole thing about him, you know, trying to figure out who he is without football and what's he going to do now. And it sounds like such a crazy problem to have, like, you know, boo-hoo for you. But the truth is, a lot of people are going through that right now. You know, when the economy started flip-flopping, a lot of folks lost their jobs, and a lot of folks had to, you know, that had careers that spanned anywhere from 7 to 15 to 20 years, found themselves going, okay, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? So I had her on talking about that. And then after we talked about that stuff, we went back to talking about the drama of reality TV. So it was kind of fun. You know, it was fun to hear. I think what my viewers or listeners said was, you know, wow, what I learned was it doesn't matter how much money you have. People are struggling with stuff just all the way around, you know. And life, just because you got money doesn't make life cushy. And so it was pretty interesting stuff.
Nice.
I can tell because you're asleep. But
this is on ESPN. VH1.
VH1, yeah.
God, there's so many goddamn reality shows out there. I can't keep up with them all.
I know. I know.
They're everywhere. Every channel's got them. It's nuts.
Well, because it,
I'm like the only person
is.
Who does
have
not have my own reality show.
Well, it's because you don't have. It doesn't take a lot of production. You're shooting in people's homes. You're not building sets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're not, you're paying them. You're paying people to be real. So you're not paying what you would have to pay a high price movie star or actor.
Yeah. There's no SAG contracts to deal with.
Absolutely.
Or those salaries either. Yeah, no, I dabbled in a little bit of production myself. I worked for a while at a rental house in New York City, and worked on a lot of productions and stuff. And I actually helped do audio on a bunch of different reality shows, like Project Runway.
And
I worked at this rental house, and the guy that was the head sound guy for one of the head sound guys in New York City for reality shows. He probably still does that show. But he got all his gear through us. So we'd visit this sometimes and help with whatever technical issues they were having and stuff. So I got to see the inside where they shot a lot of that. I actually worked right just down the street from where they shot that, that college is at. I can't
SMU?
the name of the school escaped me right now.
Okay.
But I'll figure it out in a second. But it used to be like right by, or it still is, right by the subway there, subway stop that I used to take to go home. I used to go by it all the time. But yeah, it was a trip. I actually, because they returned all the gear at the end of the show. And it was just when pretty much everything was going digital as far as audio goes.
Mm-hmm.
So he returned a bunch of digital audio equipment, and it was loaded with all these tracks and stuff still on them, not deleted. So
mm-hmm.
we listened to them, and we found out a couple weeks or a week or whatever before they unveiled the last episode. We listened back to it and figured out who won for that season. I mean, I didn't go on the internet and spread it or anything, but it was just kind of cool. We were in there was a lot of shit like that, that a lot of production that goes on these just weird random networks. You know, MTV does everything on a shoestring.
Right.
You know, we used to do a lot of stuff with MTV. They just have a bunch. They basically have a bunch of interns out there shooting their shows.
That's crazy. Well, but it makes sense. You know, they don't want to pay.
Yeah, they have a hip young audience, and essentially they just have kids that are just love MTV and would be willing to do it for the bare minimum, which they pretty much milk them for the whole time.
They still see it as a privilege and an honor, and they're enamored.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, I used to deal with all kinds of people that came through for productions. I can't even remember all the shows. Most of them aren't even on anymore. One show I remember was the Malinak show. Malinakis, Andy Malinakis.
Wait, you're starting to break up. What are you saying?
The Andy Malinakis show. Does that ring a bell?
No.
I think he was on TV. I don't know. There was all these random. There's a lot of reality shows shot in New York City. It's insanity. But
Coolio. I knew you had an extensive broadcasting background. You know, some of those things would eke out when you were talking. So I knew you had it.
That wasn't broadcasting. That was just that was more technical, like field production work. I wasn't the only broadcast experience I have is from college radio. I did college radio for a couple years, a long time ago, like early mid 90s. I did college radio for a couple years, and that's it. And then I went to film school later on, and I did a little bit of voiceover stuff here and there, but never really, pursued it. And I don't know, BTR was definitely when I first found BTR, it kind of was rekindled my passion for for radio and broadcasting and stuff like that, and even journalism too. Like, because when I initially went to college out of high school, I went to for journalism, and I was raised. My dad was a journalist, and you know that's how I you know we put food on the table, and I was able to get through school and everything was. My dad was a journalist at a newspaper, which is probably nowadays almost impossible for any aspiring journalist these days to have the track record that he had. He had like 35 years in the print industry and retired with a full pension and everything. Right as they were just cutting jobs, slashing newsroom jobs left and right, and consolidating, and like I don't know if I'm sure it's happened. It's exactly going on where you are too. Where the daily newspaper is basically more like a pamphlet now.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Everybody's online. Nobody wants to pick up a paper. But, exactly. You know, I think your new line of work should be like civil rights activists, and you should lead all the BTR folks on a big protest against BTR for this newest, you know, strangulation, arm twisting.
Wait
thing.
A second. How is that a civil rights issue?
Well, I mean, maybe it's not, but it sounds good. It could be. We could make it into one now.
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm. Anybody could do that.
You could sell us on that, huh, Jew? You could whip some sort of campaign up.
Hey, let me tell you something. I sent BTR a thing yesterday. I told you that. I asked them a question. I said, well, wait a second. I just signed up for the Get Your Free Month Free at $39. And I said to them, well, why don't you offer me the $29 one? Because I'll tell you what, I'm not paying $39. And they came back to me and said, no, we're not going to offer you the $29 one. Those are only for people who haven't taken advantage of whatever. So, you know, screw them. I'll use one of the other free accounts. But I'm not so sure I want to do the even give them $29 because I think that BTR puts out a piece of crap product.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else I was thinking about doing? I still technically have like 5 accounts. I was thinking, well, you know what? Fuck BTR. I could just line up a string of like 5 half-hour shows and just, you know, at the end of every half, okay, everybody, here's the link to the next half hour.
Right.
Here's the link to the next half hour. Let's give the middle finger to BTR. I'm still going to do a 3-hour show.
Yeah, why not? You could do Vince in the Bay A, Vince in the Bay B.
Exactly. Or I was thinking Vince. I was thinking like Vince is on Yay. You know,
I don't know if that would work though, because I don't know.
Vince,
I think you would lose
Vince
too
will
many
not,
people.
Vince will not pay. Just different plays.
right.
And notice your chat room. There's not one guest in there now.
No, there's two
guests in there.
No, there is. Oh, yeah,
you better start saying. Okay, you better start saying stuff like sex, or I'll come back.
Oh yeah, wet pussy.
How's my
what do we
hanger?
Have in the chat room?
How's my hangar doing, by the way?
What?
How is my hangar doing? Are you hearing the aircraft or not?
Oh, you're doing good. You're doing good.
All right,
trust me. I would have muted you a long time ago if there's something wrong.
You know what? It's a curse. This I paid $93 for this microphone.
Actually, I'm disappointed. I was hoping it was going to still be there, and I'd have to be forced to mute.
And apparently, it says THX certified. What does that mean? Supposed to mean it's really good, right?
What is it? What brand is it?
It's a Blue microphone. It's a Yeti.
Oh, yeah. Those are supposed to be good.
It picks up everything.
Right.
My stomach rumbles, you hear it.
Could make for interesting conversation.
My stomach rumbling?
Could.
Oh, please. You know, bathroom habits and radio. That's a Howard Stern thing. I'm not ready.
Coming from the guy
late.
Who just talked about his farting habits in the chat room. Now you want to get
I said that on Twitter. I fart on Twitter, and sometimes I belch. I enjoy the Twitter thing, but come on, it's a bit much.
Okay. All of a sudden, he's got parameters on his body functions. Okay.
Well, let me.
You can,
all right, let me.
You can tweet about him, but you can't talk about him. Is that
have
what
you
we're
have
saying?
You met Have you met the Jew before?
I've not met.
Jeanette Smith. Yeah, have you been? No, we're talking about this Jew, the one angry Jew. Have you?
Right.
Are you familiar with him at all?
Sorry.
Okay. Well, let me tell you.
You know, just
is,
here.
Yeah, of course. He's new to the scene here on BTR. He's only been on for maybe like a month or two, and he just kind of became this notorious call-in guy and has been labeled essentially a troll by everybody on BTR. In fact, people still are talking, I listened to three shows tonight, and I think two of them both mentioned him. One of them was Black Conservative Show. That guy, Corey, talked about One Angry Jew. He didn't talk about him the whole time. He opened his show talking about trolls and including One Angry Jew in there. Mm-hmm. And One Angry Jew himself, like, he called himself a troll.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he doesn't fit the, he's very abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
That for sure. Like, mm-hmm. he's very direct. He's very suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, a lot of times he's just an asshole. He's rude sometimes. Sometimes he'll go, like, you know, if there's a line to be crossed, he'll cross them out. So, a lot of times, inadvertently, but a lot of times I think he sees it and he crosses it on purpose to antagonize.
Just for shock value. Well, yeah. Aminette says he's a self-proclaimed troll, so.
Eminem?
No, Aminette. Am I saying it right?
A. Monet, yeah.
A. Monet. Excuse me. Janet A. Monet. Yeah, she said he's a self-proclaimed troll, so I guess
that
pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, no, he's. And I don't think he is. I think he's, or at least he doesn't fit my definition of a troll.
So what do you think he is?
I think he's like a neo-troll. That's the thing I can think of. He's a neo-troll. He's kind of a troll, but not really. He's acting as a troll, but he's actually a character. Because to me, trolls are the people that call in here anonymously, usually just say the N-word over and over and over until you cut them off.
Right.
To do the same thing in the chat, the same type of thing in the chat room. Those trolls.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
People that come on and say, like just come off from right off the bat saying, like, really, you know, hardcore, explicit stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are trolls.
Mm-hmm.
People who are kind of like antagonists. Yeah, of course I'm muted. It's my show. I'm gonna preface stuff. And plus, Jeanette, you hardly followed the show. I know past your bedtime. I really wanted to get into this one-on-one time here with you.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I just looked up and saw in the chat room. He's like, unmute me.
Yeah. All right, Jew. All right, again, inform Jeanette about what it is.
No, I'll tell you exactly.
Jew is all about.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what I do.
And this is like enter the Jew.
No. It doesn't matter because you can tell people what you do, and there's still going to be people out there that are going to talk about you. And it doesn't matter. You can even tell them that you're not what they think you are, but it makes no difference. I am a very polite troll. And what I do is I never curse. Well, on this show I do, but on the other shows I never curse. And I never cross the line. But what I do is I take it so far, and people don't even know where I go. They're not sure if they've been had. I'll stand there. They'll say, you know, they'll start yelling at me. They hate my guts. And I'll say, well, wait a minute. I'm a liar. Silence. They don't even know what to say after that. And one guy was after me, and I said, well, let me tell you something. I'm a troll. And he says, and he kept arguing with me. He says, well, you know, I'm really angry that you won't say it. I said, wait a minute. I just said it to you. I'm a troll. I troll shows. I try to get a rise out of people. I try to say things in a very intelligent way that gets people completely apoplectic and falling over themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can get shows talking about me and I'm not even on them, how cool is that?
So it's kind of like a glorified button pusher? Is that it? Okay.
Well, that's pretty simple. Sure, that'll work.
Okay. All right. I think I kind of get it. I mean, I'm sure I don't get all of it. I'm sure there's many layers to this somehow, but...
Oh, like an onion.
Yes. 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 Okay. I got it.
But it's interesting that people fear me. They fear me coming on the show so much that they'll talk about me. I don't even have to come on a show to cause trouble.
That gives you a certain sense of power, though, doesn't it?
I sit here and laugh my ass off.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll tell you where it came from. In the early 90s, I was a prolific caller of talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a libertarian message. That was my deal was I wanted to get a libertarian message out there. But I was such a prolific caller of talk radio that I became, and I'm in Philadelphia, I became in Philadelphia the most known caller in the entire city. They used to have sightings for me. Nobody knew what I looked like. I remember one time one of the hosts, this is a 50,000-watt radio station, one of the hosts did a remote at a furniture store in New Jersey. And I had no intention of going there, but she told everybody that I was going there and I would be there. They had people thinking that they had me sighted. This is before we had digital cameras. People mm-hmm. were calling up the radio station saying, I think I saw him. I think I know what he looks like. I'm sitting in my house laughing my ass off. And then I would call up the radio and I would say, listen, I was just in the bathroom and there were three people in there. They didn't even have a clue. But I'm walking towards such and such. And I think they must have stepped over people like they did in the stupid riots for Black Friday when they were stepping over everybody to get in the doors. It was mm-hmm. just nutty. But people hate me or they love me, but it's never in the middle.
Mm.
And I'll tell you my greatest, the thing that was said, I think that was the greatest thing ever said about me. I had a black guy that hated my guts, and he used to get on the radio every time I would get on after I was on and tell everybody how bad I was. Well, one day he says, the host asked him, he says, why do you hate this guy so much? And he says, I hate that guy so much that if one angry Jew was in the room with Hitler and Stalin, and I had a gun with two bullets, I'd shoot him twice.
Oh, gosh.
And I was sitting there listening to that, and I thought, wow, that is cool.
Okay, what's the most pissed off you've ever gotten somebody other than that? I mean, what is the craziest thing you've ever gotten incited someone to do or say?
Well, I've never incited anybody to really do anything, certainly not anything illegal, but people, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but my personality, my voice, I don't know what it is, I don't know what does it, but they absolutely despise me. And then I found out that I'm loved by strippers. Because I've done some radio. I've done some in-studio radio. And,
uh-huh.
the strippers, it turned out the strippers loved me because they would listen to me late at night. And I used to go and call a show at, say, 1 o'clock in the morning, just make a quick appearance, and then I would go to sleep. I'd wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom, turn on the radio. They're still talking about me.
You should use that in your promos. Loved by strippers everywhere.
Oh, I have all sorts of promos. I got people saying, well, you have no idea. I have people talking about their bathroom habits, about how they wipe themselves. And then I sit back and I let... And then they sit there and they say, you know, I don't wipe myself with this. I got a thing with such and such, and here's what I do. And then they're all comparing. These are all grown men comparing notes about how they wipe their ass. And I sit back and I laugh my ass off because it is funny. Because it's just bits and bytes. It doesn't mean anything, but everybody gets so upset. And
that's
funny.
I think that you and Vince, I tell you why I think women gravitate towards you guys. You know, I don't want to speak for everybody, but you guys, at least when I come on, first of all, your voices are appealing. And you've got that sexy yet, you know, fatherly kind of, you know, authoritative kind of feel, you know. Now, I haven't heard you when you're talking crazy, so I don't know what that part's like. But you guys...
Oh, we don't talk... I don't talk crazy. I mean, one angry Jew doesn't... I mean, when he gets into the 9/11 crap, I mean, you could say he gets borderline crazy. But other than that, he's pretty... he's always pretty level-headed. Although, somebody accused you of something... I was jumping around to so many shows, I couldn't... They're all just kind of blurred together. But somebody was accusing you of, like, verbally assaulting them, and I don't know what that was all about. But I would say if there's a Julian Assange mm-hmm. of BTR, it's one angry Jew, at least right now.
Well, it's nice to meet you. One Angry Jew. I like the quote that I saw A. Monet put in the chat room. I guess that's a One Angry Jew quote. But I'm going to let you guys have it. I'm going to turn in. It was so nice to have some time. One-on-one, Vince. Nice to meet you, One Angry Jew. You guys in the chat room, hit me up. Follow me, friend me, whatever, because I don't know if everybody's going to stay with BTR or, you know,
yeah.
not stay
well,
with BTR.
Well, everybody's still going to be listeners, though. I'm certainly still going to be a listener. So, like, I encourage everybody to follow, click on Jeanette in the chat room and follow her on BTR so you know when she has shows. Because, you always do it, a really tight show, and it's really straight ahead and professional and always intriguing. So I'm definitely going to check out. If you don't mind, if you're still in the chat room, make sure you post the link to your latest show or at least to your page in there. Because I definitely want to save that and listen to that after my show because I missed it earlier.
Thanks so much. I appreciate your support. You've been great, and I love what you're doing to kind of bring everybody together on Facebook, too. So thanks a lot, and mwah to everybody in the chat room, and I'll see you guys sometime soon.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you. Lovely, the one and only Jeanette Smith. Check her out. She's in there, Jeanette Smith, online for those of you in the chat room. She's got the link in there for her latest show, the Reinvent Reposition, the VH1 Football Wives show that she was talking about. And I'm talking about taking a little break here, and we'll be back with the Jew right after this.
Well, it's great to smell fresh air of London again. First, some thank yous to all the people around the world who have had faith in me, who have supported my team while I've been away, to my lawyers who have put up a brave and ultimately successful fight, to our sureties and people who provided money in the face of great difficulty and aversion, and to members of the press who were not all taken in and considered to look deeper in their work. And I guess finally, to the British justice system itself, where if justice is not always an outcome, at least it is not dead yet. During my time in solitary confinement in the bottom of a Victorian prison, I had time to reflect on the conditions of those people around the world, also in solitary confinement, also on remand, in conditions that are more difficult than those faced by me. Those people also need your attention and support. And with that, I hope to continue my work and continue to protest my innocence in this matter and to reveal, as we get it, which we have not yet, the evidence from these allegations. Thank you.
Mano Negra aquí presente condena las inútiles pruebas nucleares en el Pacífico. No a la bomba, no a la muerte.
Thank you.
to Disorderly Conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince DeFay back here with you, Disorderly Conduct Program. One Angry Juice here with me for the second hour. And we're taking your calls. We're going to go straight to the phone line and the 520. Welcome to Disorderly Conduct. Identify yourself.
Hi, it's Basic Bitch.
Basic Bitch.
Hi. How's everyone tonight?
Basic Bitch, I want to ask you a question.
Are you in a wind tunnel, first of all?
Am I in a wind tunnel? I don't think so.
You know what I said earlier? I actually asked, I thought he was in an airline hangar. Like,
yeah.
He's like in a private, he's got like his own private Cessna plane.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. Because I have one of those. I have one that actually, that I fly to from my yacht.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah, we should party sometime, tailgate our yachts together.
All right, yeah, sounds good. I'll have my people call your people.
Absolutely.
What I want to know, Basic Bitch, is this. Since I heard you on Iconoclast show the other night, have you masturbated?
Not yet.
Okay. Do you need some help leading up to it? Is there something we can do to help you along?
Well, okay. I don't know if you guys remember that tiny chat link, but it's called Show the Tit. That might help.
That would help what? That would help you?
I don't know. Yeah, what is it? Show the
tip. Well, what is it the tip of that you want to see?
the tip of, I don't know, whatever you want to show.
Well, what do you want? You want nipple? You want what is it that you need to see?
Not nipples.
So nipples won't do it for you.
Well, this isn't just for me.
Well, but we're just talking you and me right now, so I'm asking you, what is it that you want?
I don't want anything.
Well, you must want something. Everybody wants something.
I don't want anything. Like, I don't need help with masturbating. Thanks for the offer, though.
But you haven't masturbated ever, is what you said, right?
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Is that a yes or a no?
It's a hold on. I need to.
You have to think about it.
What's the matter, Basic Bitch? You got a problem?
He's
something
got
we can help you with?
Problem. Yeah.
Are you touching yourself right now?
Yeah, right this second, because
cool.
I have some very important.
So am I.
That's
so crazy,
messages.
Dude. We're like in sync.
Yeah, we are. Maybe you should go to tinychat.com/showthetip. Or show us the tip. Anyway. I have a few messages to pass on from Anonymous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, if I read them.
Please
okay.
do.
The first one reads, Iconoclast is a fierce free bitch. And the second one is, One Angry Jew likes to season his water with his semen. So, those are Anonymous messages. Send me more, people.
Well, they're Anonymous from whom?
I can't say that.
Hold on a second.
Why not?
You can't say that or you won't say that?
I physically can't say it. It won't come out of my mouth. Like, it's not physically possible.
Really?
Are you lying?
No, I don't lie.
Thank you, very nice.
Hello?
Yes.
So what else is on your mind, Basic Bitch?
Oh, nothing. Nothing really.
What do you think of Julian Assange? We just played a clip there of Julian Assange. He was released from prison. What do you think about his deal?
Is that the WikiLeaks guy? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. What do you think of that guy?
I don't know anything about WikiLeaks. So, I don't want to say it. Like, I mean, I know they leak, like, government shit, but I don't know.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Do you think that's good or bad?
Some people say it's good, some people say it's bad.
Do you think they're breaking the law?
Well, no, because they're not a U.S. citizen. So,
but, I mean, could they be... The people are saying they could be tried for espionage. Do you think
that's crap.
Do you think they're guilty of espionage?
I think that's kind of like over the top.
Yeah. I think so, too. What do you think, Wonder Jew?
That just shows how arrogant and stupid Americans really are. That they think they can impose their laws and all over the world. The rest of the world should tell America to go screw.
Yeah. Totally. All right, we got another caller here. 760, you're on the air.
Hey, bitches.
Now, hello? Apparently, Carol McQueen is loving me. I can't figure out why.
Is that Charlotte?
Pardon?
Charlotte.
Yeah?
What's going on, baby?
I have an anonymous message.
Oh, you do? You have one? Is this... you know what? I missed the production notes. Was tonight anonymous... Anonymous message night? Did I miss that? We had poetry the other night. I had no idea. Tonight's anonymous message night. Amy, I blame you. Amy Cullen.
Can I read my anonymous message?
You didn't tell me. This is not in the production notes. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. It's anonymous note night.
Yes. This message is for one angry Jew. And the message is that one angry Jew wants to lose weight so his gunch doesn't get in the way when he tries to suck his own cock.
You must have some kind of clapping for that, because I don't know where to go with that.
Thank you, very nice.
Thank you. Anything else?
And I also have another message for Vince in the Bay about how someone in the chat knows about your wet dream.
What is my wet dream? I forgot.
Well, wait a minute. Do you have only one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's about
no.
Message.
There's only one. So I'm just. But I forgot. What is it?
Basic bitch had a wet dream.
Oh, that was my wet dream. Was that basic bitch had a wet dream?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a wet dream inside a wet dream. It's like Inception.
But I heard that... I never seen Inception, but I heard in the end it turns out the whole thing was a movie.
No, it is a movie.
Exactly. Okay. We got another caller on the air, 408. Your hand is not raised. If you want to join the fun here, feel free to do so. Just press 1 to raise your hand. And you can join the panel here. We're talking WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. And also it happens to be Anonymous Night. So hopefully you have an anonymous note tonight. And going with our next call here, 408, you're on the air.
Since it's Anonymous Night, I have an anonymous note for somebody. Can I read it on the air?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. First, let me get the person's name right because I don't want to throw it out there and the person doesn't even get it.
Absolutely.
This is for Dan Cashman, president of Blog Talk Radio. You can go fuck yourself for doing what you guys are doing. And thank you.
Thank you. Very nice.
I have three anonymous messages.
And that's for the WikiLeaks. Hey, lady.
Yeah.
You sit down and relax. It's my turn.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
The WikiLeaks thing, you know, I'm glad that he did that. Because as Americans, the government always lies to us. Our own president was killed by the vice president. But that hasn't came out yet. I'm waiting for that one to come out. But hey, we need to know these things so we could go on with our lives. There's some people that think we went on the moon. We didn't go on the moon, people. I'm sorry. It was all staged and planned out, because if we did go on the moon, how come we haven't returned? Think about
it's
that,
all,
people.
It's all Hollywood produced.
Hollywood.
Hollywood funded, Wall Street funded, Hollywood produced.
Amen.
What do you think
that.
Of that, one angry Jew, being a Zionist yourself?
I'm trying to figure out if that's Corey disguising his voice.
No, that's not. It's Goofy Bone. God, you're
Goofy Bone.
Dude, everything's a goddamn conspiracy with you people.
Oh, that's
my
Goofy
God.
Bone.
My God.
No one's after you, one angry Jew. Don't even trip.
Oh, everybody's after me. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
I'm the most.
Not as much as they're after me, but hey, fuck it. Sometimes we just got to do what we got to do.
Everybody hates me for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know. I bet you they would like you more if you were one happy Jew. If you know what I'm talking about.
No, that would be a very quick trip to nowhere.
Hey, basic bitch, what do you think?
Where's
Am I on again?
Yeah, you've been on the whole time, dude.
Oh, so you heard me singing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you're singing. What the fuck are you singing right now for, you dumb bitch?
Okay.
That's not a basic thing to do.
Okay, I'm ignoring this because I have more important things to do. I have an anonymous message that Iconoclast is a Dairy Queen. And also that this person is shaking their hair cape at this Blog Talk hater.
You that would be Goofy Bone. You're talking about Goofy Bone. Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't give Goofy a proper introduction. That's Goofy Bone with us, world renowned, famous, internationally famous Blog Talk Radio DJ. Goofy, tell me what you're gonna do with your BTR account.
I don't know. I don't know. Be honest with you, I'm throwing things in the air. It's going to be to the point where I'm either going to have to charge the artist, you know, to give me money so I can keep the shit going, or I'm just going to say, fuck it, I'm outie. I'm done.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I got 108 emails from just fans, people listening in, blah, blah, blah. They upset. But they're backing me 100%, they say. So it's like, I don't know what to do. What about you, Vince?
Can this donor please shut up?
Hey, shut up. I'm not talking.
Okay, you shut
Vince,
up. So I have two anonymous messages for people.
All right. Wait.
All
right, real quick. Anonymous message, quick.
Sure. So we have three. So one is that someone in the chat thinks that your voice is sexy. One is an anonymous message.
That's Ronnie Rucker, I can tell.
Vince in the Bay has Canadian bacon nipples. And
incorrect.
The third one is that, oh my God, why is my computer fucking up?
Quick.
That you try to balance spoons on your penis.
All right, thanks. All right. Keep going, Goofy. Sorry about that, man.
No, it's okay. They're anonymous idiots, but hey, what do you think about all this bottom bug shit? Pulling it around the Christmas time. You know, they could have warned us maybe a good couple months ago. No, they decided to do it yesterday with no Blog Talk Radio 101 to back their play, because they know millions of people would call in and cuss them out. But what do you think?
Oh, man, I'm already thinking about what my alternative is going to be. Do you have any ideas? What's like a competitor out there to BTR right now?
I don't know. BTR, because of us, BTR is what they are, because we brought in the people, not BTR. You don't see no billboards of, oh, listen to Blog Talk Radio. No. It's Vince from the Bay on Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's not, oh, Blog Talk Radio / Vince in the Bay. No. They come for your show, not for Blog Talk Radio. So Blog Talk Radio has got to understand that we brought them their fame and success. But yet now they're going to charge us?
Right.
Is it fucked up? But, hey, it's America, the land of the free and the what is it?
Home
the
of the brave.
Of the free and the home of the dipshits. I think that's
and the home of, and the home of the queers. yeah,
they
something like that.
Oh,
but hey,
okay.
You know what? You know what though? Hey, it's all. I'm not going to let that bother me. All right, I'm still going to celebrate the holiday spirit. I'm not going to let any of this shit, any of this WikiLeaks shit, any of this BTR bullshit. I'm not worried about any of that, all right? I'm just going to party from here straight through New Year's and straight through the end of my show here. And it starts right now with Christmas and the season of giving. And I'm going to take a little break here, and we're going to go into a little something here to remind us all of the spirit of Christmas.
12th day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk-as-fuck, cheating piece-of-shit boyfriend gave to me. 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 toss salads, 9 lots of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krispy Kreme pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
Thank you.
disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Chonger there. One angry Jew. One angry Jew. Are you still there? He's like doing his laundry.
Oh, he's not doing his laundry. I'm just playing with Soundflower. You hear me now?
Yeah.
I have to figure out all this stuff. I got all this software. I can't figure out how to work it. Now you hear me too, right?
Yeah, I hear everybody. Yeah. I don't know why nobody's talking.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to play music through the Mac. I got Soundflower. I got too much stuff.
Soundflower sounds kind of gay.
It's from Google. What do you want?
All right, Karen. All right, you know what? If you're just going to play techno music, I'm not going to let you on the program.
Fucking techno music. Why? I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we got a half an hour to go here. One angry Jew, Goofy Bone. Are here with me. We also have our good friends Caramel Queen and Basic Bitch. Basic Bitch. Oh, actually, before I need to deliver. I forgot to tell people tonight. It is anonymous message night tonight on the program. Again, thank you, Amy, our producer, for not letting me know that this was happening. But I have an anonymous message that I need to deliver right now. So if you don't mind. Okay. Charlie, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I have an anonymous message for you.
Okay.
Your voice sounds like the sound effects my butt create when I poop.
Really? That's a pretty musical butt.
Yeah. See, that's what it sounds like when I fart.
Yeah? Oh, so the anonymous message is from you?
No, it's not. But oh. I was trying to play it off like it was. It's anonymous. It could be by from me. Who knows?
It's a nice message.
Can I give a shout out to Amone and her cheesecake fetish? Because it's pretty impressive.
What cheesecake fetish? What are you talking about?
Have you seen her picture?
Hold a second. What is a cheesecake fetish?
Exactly.
Like where she can't stop eating cheesecake.
Wow, what a day! How much an hour makes? The first hour, totally PG-13, with Jeanette hanging out, shooting the breeze. She goes away. Suddenly, the cat's away. The mice will play. You guys are going crazy here. But for,
is she
for
named
those of us,
Amone,
shut up for a second. It's my goddamn program. I got to get my listeners back up to speed with what I'm doing on the show. If you don't mind a second. Just
am I muted?
No, nobody's muted. Nobody's muted, but if people don't start.
I've been sitting here like singing. Hey, shut up and let Vince talk, man.
I'm going to have to start muting people.
Mute them, Vince. Fuck. Goofy Bone is so annoying and ugly and fat. Thank you. Thank you, you fag.
Oh, that's really cool. Hey, I have an anonymous
thank
message.
You, very nice.
Oh, man.
All right, you have an anonymous. It is anonymous message night, though, folks. So remember that. It's anonymous messages. If you have one, you could paste it in the chat. I'll read it to you. You can send it to me anonymously, and I'll read it on the air, like I did that one.
Okay.
Here's. Wait. Give me a second here, right?
Before we
get your anonymous message, I have an anonymous message from someone in the chat room saying that Caramel and Funny Bones, I think they mean Goofy Bone, would make a cute couple. Yeah, someone thinks that Goofy and Caramel should hook up.
I don't agree.
Who the fuck is Caramel? This queer bait right here?
No, yeah, this chick right here.
Oh my God, you're so fucking stupid.
No, Caramel's too flawless for Goofy Bone.
Thank you, Basic. You're perfect.
Oh, okay. I don't know who's here. You're Caramel?
Anonymous messages. Next half hour, kids. Hour one was our sit down with our beautiful guest, Jeanette, and hour two is now anonymous message night.
Okay,
thanks again to Amy for setting this up but not telling me. Appreciate it. It's a cool segment. I just know we were doing it.
I have two anonymous messages right now.
All right, go for it.
The first one is. That was the first one.
And then
the second one is, hold on, let me see. Bionica.
Oh,
thinks
already giving it away.
No. It's not supposed to be anonymous. Bionica thinks Goofy Bone's voice is sexy.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Actually, I have one more, a new one.
Yeah.
Anonymous. Vince, Goofy Bone, and A Monet like to trade STDs like Pokemon.
Thank you, very nice.
All right, I got one. Shut up, bitch. Shut the fuck up. I'm giving my goddamn anonymous message right now, and it's that Bianca flops harder than Carmel Queen's or even Junk.
Oh, my God.
I have an anonymous message that Amonet flops harder than Christina Aguilera on the beach.
I don't even know what that means. I have no idea.
Okay.
I lost all control. I don't know what's going on. But thanks, Amy, for setting this up. This is great. This is entertaining. I love it.
My anonymous tip to all you idiotic people out there. Thank you for making me smile and laugh on this lovely day.
No one care.
Anyway. I have an anonymous tip that A&A's favorite thing to do on Friday night is recreate the bucket of fried chicken scene in Precious.
I don't know what that means either. I'm so out of the loop.
Okay, I have two now.
Oh, good.
I haven't updated message from Bionica saying Bionica was kidding and that she would rather have a chainsaw in her ears than Goofy Bone's voice. And then
now I'm hurt. Why did you change your mind all of a sudden?
That was Bionica. Okay, I have an anonymous message. This person thinks Goofy Balls should jump off a cliff and land his asshole on an erect dick, and then should hang himself with his own pubic hair.
Wow, you guys get so
thank
deep.
You very nice.
I have an anonymous message
that
Amy and A found
and I'm
sandwich
never gonna come back to the show because of stupid
and then
kid.
She ate it.
No, I'm just playing.
Say that again.
I have an anonymous message that A&A found an old sandwich under her fupa, and then she ate it anyway.
Oh, my God.
All right,
okay.
Any more?
What about the anonymous one where I'm missing some teeth and chewing a piece of hay? Who has a piece of hay at 11:36 at night in San Jose? Come on, people.
Who has a piece of hay in their mouth anytime?
Sorry.
Message by Bionica was kidding when she says she likes Goofy Bones' voice.
Yeah.
And I have another anonymous message.
Yeah, please.
Bionica and Amonet scissor on cam for Goofy Bone in exchange for ecstasy tablets.
Okay.
All right. On that, we're going to take a break. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Sorry, I was muted there. So I got a request in the chat room to play... they wanted to play some this Mariah Carey. Britt's Christmas song. Britt's Christmas song. And I have that here. Let me play it right now. I'm pretty sure I have it here. God, I have so many things on here. To think that in a month and a half, I'm not going to have 8 billion songs in here. I'll only have 3. Anyways. Yeah, here's Britney Spears. All I Want for Christmas Is You, right here on Disorderly Conduct. Give me a call, bitches. 347-826-767.
12th day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk as fuck, cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me. 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 toast salads, 9 left of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
Thank you, very nice.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Coming through. Also, One Angry Jew, as always, a pleasure to have him here on the program. We're winding things down here. Once again, if you missed it, the first hour, we had Jeanette Smith on with us. She had a fantastic program earlier today. If you missed it, you can check her out at Jeanette Smith Online, blogtalkradio.com/Jeanette Smith. Online. So I want to bring on my producer, Amy.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, how you doing?
Just having a good laugh.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty fun with all these crazy kids, huh?
Yes, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and it's great, and they have, and what's there's the only two that call in are Caramel Queen and Basic Bitch.
Yeah.
Everybody else, Infinity Guitars never calls in. Bionica never calls in. Drownsa never calls in. Gaga never calls in. Kimmy never calls in. Shayana girl? I don't even know if she's one of them. She probably isn't. I don't know. Welcome, Shayana. How do you say that, girl? Do you know how to say that?
I have no idea.
I'm too stoned. I can't tell. And Viltron.
Yeah.
That's kind of the crew there. So, let's go back to the lines here. Basic Bitch, what's going on?
Hi. Shanane, I don't know who that is. She's a troll. We're not trolls.
No, you guys aren't trolls. No. Trolls?
No, not trolls. Just people that go around and ruin the feel of someone's show. That's all.
Yeah, like One Angry You. Just to get it's cool, though. It's cool, though. You get to shake things up, make it interesting. Don't worry about it. You don't have to defend yourself. All right? Listen to me. All right.
What? Hello?
Excuse me? Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. All right. I'm not giving myself a heart attack, Caramel Queen. And I don't know why you're on two different lines. Let's see. Caramel Queen, is that you? All right, let's see. Who else is on the line here? Do we still have Charlotte? Charlotte, is that you?
Yeah, and the don't give yourself a heart attack, that wasn't for you. That was for Emma, because I know talking is probably kind of hard for her at her weight.
Oh, really?
Can I read the last anonymous message of the night?
Yeah, please do. Well, we have plenty. We have 10 more minutes to go if you want to. Plenty of time for anonymous messages. How come nobody's been sending me any more anonymous messages? I was getting a few there for a while, and now it's died down. I mean, people, come on.
So, well, I just said that because this is like the grand finale.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Anonymous
Good.
Message. Wait, is Goofy Bone still on the line?
No, Goofy's gone.
Wait, is he still even listening?
No, he's gone. But I want to hear it, though.
Okay, hold on for a second. Someone else can read.
Shanae is the proper way to do it. I appreciate that, Shanae girl. That's a beautiful name. I just wish I could say it correctly. I'd love for you to call in and correctly pronounce it for us here. It's a beautiful name.
Oh,
can
Goofy
you guys...
went to shave.
What's that?
Goofy went to shave his back.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
That's what I've heard. Okay, can I read the anonymous message now?
Please do.
Okay. All right, anonymous message. Vince's voice is so sexy. He gets my pussy so wet that I had to call the Red Cross to come rescue me. But then Obama flew over my pussy in Air Force One and decided not to land. I can't even do it. And decided not to land. And I drowned in my own juices.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry I ruined it, but
that's right, we're taking your calls, ladies and gentlemen. The number is 347-826-7667. 9 more minutes to get on the action here. Get on in the action here. What the hell did he just say? Go ahead, say it again.
Janine has a wide set asshole.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
It's not her fault. She needs super flow tampons. And Amine, I don't hate you because you're fat. You're fat because I hate you.
Yeah. Come up with some new material and call in, okay? Because this is pretty boring.
Yeah.
Daryl is Journey? What does that mean? Or Derry is Journey? From far away, it looks like Daryl. I'm so fucking lit and so far away from the goddamn computer. I need glasses, or I need like a fucking translator, or they need to do some shit on here on BTR where you like hover your shit over the things and it says like automatedly it'll say A1A28 basic bitch beneath everything by Annika and so forth.
Amy, is that true? Are you Vince's mom?
What do you think?
Probably not, because I don't think anyone's had sex with you.
What is that? That has nothing to do with it.
Well, but someone would have had to fuck
doesn't
her
make any
in order
sense.
For her to
That's
give
like,
birth to you.
Those are mutually exclusive things. Or not
Unless
mutually.
It was immaculate conception.
Oh my goodness! What a show, folks. We had quite a time here. I want to thank once again my guest for the first hour, Jeanette Smith. Check her out, just Jeanette Smith online. It's Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Jeanette Smith online.
I I have an anonymous message.
Perfect.
I'm sorry that A. Monet is so fat that her BMI is measured in acres.
Basic bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have an anonymous message?
No. The last one was the end for me of the night.
All right. Great. Thanks. We have 6 minutes to go. If anybody wants to, you can even, obviously you can send them to me. You don't have to call in and announce them.
Oh my God, my computer's dying.
Really?
No, not really. It's not A. Monet and her heart attack waiting to happen. I love how she doesn't say anything.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got 7 minutes or 6 minutes left to go. That means 6 minutes left until the European markets open, actually. It looks like the dollar is down a little bit against the euro in futures as they look for the markets to open. I have an anonymous message saying that I should announce the game. The game. Anyways, we have another call here on this mic. Go ahead.
Hey, Vince, you there?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Steve Ogle, man. What's going on?
Amy and Vince masturbate to each other on cam.
Wait, Steve who?
Steve. That's a lie. No one could masturbate to that.
Sorry, I'm getting a bunch of vocals in the background. Vince, it's Steve, man. We've talked a couple times on different shows. How you doing? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm winding down my live broadcast here. We've been doing anonymous messages tonight for the second hour. You missed the first hour. It was phenomenal. We had our guest with us for the first hour was Jeanette Smith, who is fantastic. You should check her out. She's probably listed as a listener to the show. She does her own show. She had a fantastic show today about She interviewed this woman contestant from Dallas NFL football housewives reality show. Anyways,
okay.
Check it out. But what's on your mind? What's on your mind? We got a couple of minutes left to go. What's up?
You know, I didn't mean to call in so late, but I do enjoy your show, and I usually listen in from the outside, but. So I'm calling to say that I do enjoy your show and always have for the last 6-7 months. I think you do a good job out here, and I appreciate that because I think we're at a loss for good shows. So it's nice to hear a good one.
Yeah, well, I have about a month and a half to go, and then I'm done.
What you doing after that?
I'm going to find a different platform to do my show on. I'm not going to do it on BTR anymore. They want me to basically pay for what I got right now, and I don't think it's worth it.
Well, you have a great voice. Obviously, everybody's told you that, but you just get it. You get people, and you smash mouth people when you need to, and you let people talk when they also need to. So I think that's very respectable, and I just want to thank you for that anyway.
Oh, right on. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Steve, right?
Yes.
All right, Steve, stay right there, unless you have to go. We'll go into some overtime here with the panel. I love this panel we have here. If everybody wants to stick around in overtime, we'll do a little something, and then we can always crash another show that's live right now, too. But I want to get this other caller in really quick before we're done. On live, 787, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Oh, hey, who's this?
My name's Stefani, and I just wanted to call in and say that I love your show, and I love your voice. I think it's really sexy.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I appreciate that. Wait, what? Are you in the chat room right now?
No, not right now. I'm a guest.
Ah, all right. Well, hey, what's on your mind besides that?
Nothing. I just wanted to call in and say that I appreciate your show so much, and your voice just really gives me the shivers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, your voice isn't so bad yourself, you know.
Why, thank you.
Where are you? Where's 787? Where's that? Where are you calling from?
I'm in vacation in Puerto Rico right now.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, it's really nice over here.
And how long are you in Puerto Rico for?
I'm just visiting some family. I'll just be here for a month, and then I'm going back.
Going back to where?
To New York.
New York, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
What part of New York? Brooklyn?
No, I'm from Queens.
Queens, ah. What part of Queens?
Sunnyside.
Oh, I can't think of. I know Astoria. I know, something Hills, Forest Hills?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I can't think of where Sunnyside is.
Oh, no, I don't. I think it's I know the place you're talking about, but I'm not sure exactly where it is. Yeah.
Right. Hey, hang on a second. I think, Goofy, is that you on the line?
Yeah, that's me. I wanted to come into the after-hour show.
Yeah, overtime's going to be fun. Stick around, bro. To everybody that's not locked into the overtime session, too bad for you. You can check it out in the archives. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you again this time, again tomorrow night. Keep the faith, and we are into overtime, kids. I'm going to make everybody's mics hot here in a second. Oh, my God, except for that shit. Which one is that? All right, that one, I don't know. You gotta earn your rights, because at some point my – excuse me. I need to clear my throat here. All right, that's gotta stop, too. You got to mute that, too,
sorry.
Girl. Yeah, just
– That was an ad. It wasn't my fault.
Do something about that, honey, or else you're going
to – I turned mine off.
Who's that talking?
Carmel Queen. Could you fix that, or am I going to have to mute you?
No, that's not me.
I'm just starting.
Am I on the phone?
Oh, wait, that's me. God damn it. I'm hearing my own goddamn thing replay. I apologize, folks. You know what? I just got to get myself get a handle on here. Here, enjoy. One of my favorite songs, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
12th day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk as fuck, cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 toss salads, 9 lots of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krispy Kreme pies, 6 of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic. Don't you guys love that one?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably going to be like...
What? Go ahead.
It's probably going to be like a number one hit.
I think so. It's in heavy rotation on my show already, so I think it's going places.
Yeah. Maybe you just, stick like Nicki Minaj on the remix. It'll go number one everywhere.
Exactly.
Oh, Iconoclast has a show right now.
Oh, should we go crash it?
I'm going to go, I'm going to go do that.
All right. Go do that.
I guess I'll see everyone over there.
Wait. I forgot. What's the name? The 7887? I forgot your name. What's your name?
Stefani.
Wow, that's such an amazing name.
Like Gwen?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh.
Stefani, the Queens girl.
Hmm.
Yeah, I lived in Brooklyn for a couple of years.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I bounced around in Brooklyn. I lived in a couple of different spots, and I enjoyed my time in New York. I lived mostly in Brooklyn and worked for a good part of it in Manhattan in Midtown. And so I was like right in the middle of the hustle and bustle, and it's a rat race there. It's so crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
But it's great though. New York's such an amazing, huge place that it's almost like if you really want to experience it all, you have to almost just live there, which is what I did for 2 years. And I feel like I know it. I wouldn't say totally inside out, but I know my way around pretty damn well. Like I get off the plane and I know where to go and I know which train to catch, and more times than not, I know where I'm at, you know?
Yeah. Well, are we going to Icon's show?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I can just like party line us all into that, unless you want to call into that separately, but I was just going to like join us all into there.
Is anyone still on the line besides me?
Why does it matter?
Yeah, if you want to leave, I'll take off.
Yeah, Goofy, do you mind?
No, I was just, you said you were going to link us all, so I was just wondering if anyone else was on the line.
Oh, no, yeah, it's you, me, Goofy, and, I'm sorry, the 708.
Steve Ogle, yeah.
Steve's still here.
Yeah, I'm still here. I just had to run out. I had to do something. I just got off work, so I'm running around a little bit. Sorry.
So, Steve, Goofy, and I could run a train on you if you want.
That'll work.
Sure.
All right, cool. We'll do that in a little bit. Let's see if we can't get a few more folks with us over in Iconoclast room. Is that pretty much where everybody went?
I think so, yeah.
I still have an honest... wait a second. I still have some anonymous messages. One says, tell those retards to shut the fuck up. Does their mommies know they're playing on the internet? Okay. This person's stupid. Shanaynay. That's such a cool name. Shanaynay girl.
It's a great name. I want that name if I come back. Black.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Those bitches are still in my room, but we're going to go check. I'm going to go pop over to I got to refresh my thing. I don't even see Iconoclast. That's how old my shit is. Refresh. But Stefani, what did you think? Is this the first time you've heard my program, or have you heard me before?
No, I've heard it before.
Okay. How did you find out about me?
I was lurking about Blog Talk Radio, and I stumbled upon it one day and just listened.
Oh, so you're a regular listener of Blog Talk and just.
Yeah, I mean, I like to go around shows in the week and listen to a couple of shows, sometimes call in. And today I finally got a little courage and called in to you.
Wow. Well, I'm blessed. We are all blessed to have you here. You seem like a lovely young woman, and the pleasure is all mine.
Life is better because of this.
Aw, thank you. You guys are sweet.
Steve really wants to get laid, so he's going to say anything, right?
I'm not lying.
I got laid already, so I don't need that. I don't need none. But I mean, if you're willing,
so did
to share.
I.
I'll take it.
But I mean, what's once?
Oh man.
Well, I came three times already since we've been in overtime here with Stefani.
I'm in the middle of a change right now. Hold on.
Okay. Steve, that's disgusting. Please, come on.
I'm sorry. More respect.
For heaven's sake, this is a family show.
I should know. Vince, I should know better, man.
God. All right, so we're going over to this goddamn iconoclast gay-ass shit.
Oh, this guy's gay? The gay club? Oh, God.
He's the most flaming. He's the most flaming guy. Oh, you got to go. He's great. He's great. You got to check him out, man.
Oh, no. People are going to think I'm gay.
No,
probably
dude. But there's no trace of it because you're on the line with me, so they don't even know.
Yeah. I'll go on it because we're together. Go on. Go ahead.
All right. Here. His show's called Gay Guy Clubhouse. That sounds innocent.
That's what I'm laughing about. Gay Guy Clubhouse.
What's wrong with that? That sounds fine.
Perfectly safe. Bring the kids.
Sounds
like a rave.
Bring the fucking
kids. All right, playing like some 52s or some shit. Or no, he's playing what do you call it?
Don't say Rush, Vince.
No, he's not. Of course he's not Rush.
I'm just fucking with you.
He's not a geek. He's gay. He's not a geek.
Well, we're not. You're a Rush fan, and you're not a geek. We're not geeks.
What are you talking about, dude?
Well, you said he's not gay. He's not a geek. If he's playing Rush, he's a geek. You like Rush. You're not a geek, are you?
All right. What's the name of that band? It was like four chicks. They were hot, black chicks, early 90s.
En Vogue.
That's what he's playing right now. He's playing En Vogue.
Oh, God.
I think he's hot.
He's rocking it.
Well, I guess it gives me more time to play my loser Facebook games.
No shit, right?
Oh. Damn, it's like the leftover people from my childhood. Gunslinger 1964. What is that dude all about?
He's a gunslinger, what do you think?
Hey, Vince.
He's from Texas, I bet.
Got a question.
What's up?
I didn't get home till like an hour ago. I still had to like download some files to get all that shit ready for work tomorrow morning. No drama tonight, huh? Nothing. I'm not going to bring up anybody's name at all. But no drama that you heard of, or everything's kind of cool. I'm hoping, because I would like the BTR to come back to where it was at one point. You know, where good people like you did good shows and made sense, and people like me could call in and talk to the host and have a good time and laugh a little bit. But what happened tonight? You know,
we're done.
It's over, dude, man. I'm gonna find a new place to do my show.
What happened? What, something happened tonight?
No, it happened It happened like yesterday.
Yeah, it happened yesterday in the morning.
I sent out an email. You didn't hear about that?
I don't know. I'll give you my email address. I didn't get a thing. I mean, I don't know what talking about.
No, dude. No, we're talking like. Basically, this is the thing. There's a lot of people like Goofy and I and a bunch of other people on BTR who've been on here for like since almost the start, right? When BTR used to be free, you used to be able to do this for free, like 2 hours, your chat, everything free, all right? And it's been the same service just like it is right now, all beat up and crappy, but free. Like, you could complain about it, but then you could always just say, but you know what? It's free. Okay, what can we do? It is what it is. But now they want you to say it is what it is, but now it's $29 a month.
Really?
Yeah. And in the meantime,
wait. Hold on. When did that start? Because I'm out here all the time, and I was a featured member, and I used to pay my monthly dues, but now I don't because I don't do shows. I might be again, but are you serious? They're actually going to make it mandatory that there's a fee?
Mando. That's what they're doing. It's called Mando. Straight up.
Basically, this is what. If you want to do the equivalent of the show I'm doing now, 2 hours chat room with an hour overtime, whatever basic bare bones thing, they're offering you a special deal right now. It's usually $39.99, but now it's $29.99 for a special 25% off for this if you do it before the end of the year, which is kind of fucked up. Not only that, for the people that actually have to start paying for it now, but the people that are already paying $39 a month are probably like, hey, what the fuck? You guys are giving it now to these guys for $29 a month?
Yeah, exactly.
They're getting fucked over too. Like, I might as well, you know what? Because I'm not going to do it, right? So I might as well, like offer somebody like $200 to just take my profile so they can get it for $29 a month, you know?
It's a slap in the face.
Because, the other thing I was thinking is I have 5 accounts. I technically still have 5 accounts. And the new thing is if you have a free account, like my account starting February 1st will just be, I can do a show, but it's only a half hour long. Can't be in prime time.
Oh, yeah.
I can only play three songs, and it can only be a half an hour once a day. So I'm thinking what I can do is take my 5 accounts, line them all up in a row, half an hour all in a row, end up doing a 3-hour show, but just like at the end of the half hour, I was like, all right, next half hour, here's the link, boom. And, you know, and just kind of like.
So mathematical, man. That's very mathematical.
Well, yeah,
I thought of that, your callers are going to get confused because they're like,
it's not worth it. It's totally not worth it.
That's bullshit.
Because tonight I got 108 emails from my fans personally wondering what am I going to do because I didn't know my show really makes their world go round. So it's like I'm stuck in a limbo thinking I should do it, but then I'm thinking why should I pay when I'm bringing in money to them?
Eyeballs,
and these ads
for sure.
That are all
and
over. I mean,
ears and eyeballs.
Exactly.
I mean, all over this page. It, God forbid where you scroll, because you may, you know what I find the most disturbing thing is I'm not going to go against Blog Talk, but I will say this: anywhere you roll your mouse, you better be careful. You may be opening up, you know, while you're talking to somebody, another ad. And then something's going to pop up,
and they have
got them
sound
everywhere. I'm looking from top to bottom. They're all over. They're cornering the product.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's fuck.
It's greed. It's a lot of greed.
Well, no, they're trying to find a business model that's gonna make a return on their investment. And it's companies like this that they just kind of float for a little while, you know, on venture capital money, and eventually it runs out, and they have to have some sort of business model that will prove it can sustain itself, or either that, or and if they're lucky, they get it to that point, they usually sell it off to like a Google or some bigger fish, you know, a bigger entity who will consume it.
Yeah,
and
I agree with that.
And, you know, I think they're just hanging on at this point. They're just kind of like grasping at straws, which I can't blame them. They're probably just like, you know, this is it. We have to try to make some cash here. I bet you the ads don't get them shit. I guarantee you these ads.
Oh,
these,
man,
they
those ads. You know what, Vince? There was an ad that it was like $2,000. It was a for shoes, a shoe palace. I don't know if you know what shoe palace is.
No, not familiar.
Oh, okay, well, they were going to pay me $2,000 to run ads on my show.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio got involved, and my cut for that $2,000 was like $36.
Mm.
And I'm like, what? That's why I never got into the revenue share. They say it's 50-50, but no. In the end, oh, well, you have to pay for this service and da-da-da-da for us to run the ad all this time, da-da-da-da. Like, oh, my God, are you serious?
But wait a second. I mean, we have, I mean, in all fairness, I just accidentally rolled over an ad, and it's for Range Rover. Range Rover is not a that's not a small entity. That we're talking about major billions and billions of dollars. And then at the bottom, Silverado by Chevy is pasted there. And if I go up to the top, I find Nutrisystem. And this is all live right now as we're talking. These are we're not talking about, you know, wannabe Fortune 500s. We're talking about the elite.
Like pizza or some
company.
Shit like that.
So, right. No, it's not Tommy's car and buff service. This is real. Range Rover is not going to pay to be out here unless they're getting big bucks. Neither would why would Chevy? Why would Nutrisystem? I mean, what do you think about that?
I told one angry Jew we were talking about this, and he's like, well, if you want to do $29.99. What about $19.99? And I was like, you know what? $5.99. I'll pay you $5.99 a month for this piece of shit.
And the funny thing is, I'm looking at a Conan O'Brien commercial. How much money? An American Express. I'm sorry. How much money do you think that was? It's like, are you serious?
Yeah, I don't see that one yet. But I'm looking at Nutrisystem keep popping up. I'm looking at Range Rover that's still sitting there, and the Silverado 1500 commercial is just sitting at the bottom of my page. I can't get rid of it. Even if I try, and believe me, I know computers pretty well. I can't get rid of it even if I'm trying. So there's somebody paying a lot of money to paste these on every single page. And without us broadcasting, and I'm not, Vince, this is your show, so no disrespect, but when I broadcast, and Netflix just popped up. So Netflix is not a small chain.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way of the future. This is kind of crazy. I mean, they want to raise the price or make it almost impossible for anybody to talk for free. Bunch of bullshit.
But it's funny. It's like we're not asking for money. You know what I mean? I can understand if we're asking for money for all these ads. We're not asking for any of that. They're making money fine off of us. People come in. Say, like, the Mercedes dealership guy goes on and listens to, one of our shows. Oh, I want to put my ad in there. Boom, he's going to pay a good pretty penny. But do we see a kickback? Look at that. $2,000, I only get $36. Are you serious?
You know what my question is how hard is it? How hard is it to have somebody write the code and design the site and everything to just do a simple interface like Blog Talk has, just have a fucking chat room where you have to log on with a name and, you know, just real basic shit you can call in and just mimic basically what they've done. Why, I don't see why anybody else hasn't done that. Like, I don't know why there's not like a XXX version of this. Like YouPorn or any of these XXX sites, why wouldn't they have a radio version? Do your own fucking crazy XXX radio show. Why not?
Vince, I'm sure that's in the making, but I think that their big buffer right now is finding the broadband width to be able to do that. Because if you're talking about,
I'm not talking about BTR. I'm thinking beyond. I'm looking beyond BTR at this point.
At this point,
all I'm thinking about BTR is for the next month and a half, I'm trying to figure out, first of all, where I'm going to take my show, and second of all, having a great time leading up to that and trying to hype the shit up about my new show and the new destination. And I think that's what every BTR host should do. Goofy, everybody, all you people, I think that's what you should do. You should, if you don't want to pay that $29 or $39, just fucking pump the shit out of the show. And once you figure out where you're gonna land your show, just be all about getting that out there, and so you can sustain your audience. Because that's the only thing that BTS, the really the only thread that keeps BTR together is it's figured out a little niche to form a community where people come and they enough people find it and that are into radio and all that kind of stuff to keep it going.
Vince, sure, you're a very smart guy, and that's why I tuned into your show. You have to know that this costs millions of dollars. This is not over the night, and I'm gonna do it on a shelf, and we'll put it together tomorrow. Deal.
Yeah.
They've got sponsors on here, you know, like Bowflex and Chevy and all the other
right.
Radio Shack and all the other people that I mentioned. They have analytics and they have crews that go out and people that recruit, you know, these fine people. There's no way for me or you, you know, the average guy, you know, with $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 to fund a regular show that would actually do audio, video, and chat. I mean, it's kind of amazing, actually, when you think about it. So what they've done was pretty brilliant, and I know what you're saying is that why can't somebody else do it? And I believe that it may be in process. I believe that somebody is definitely trying to do it. What they're doing right now is, it's at hostage. There's no question. We're at hostage. We have no choice but to adhere.
Oh, I don't feel like I'm hostage. I don't feel like I'm hostage at all. It's like,
all
right,
you're bailed.
Something else.
You're bailed.
No, but you know what? I wrote them, and they basically told me, and their quote was, you either get on the ship or you watch it sail away. That was a basic quote to me. And I was furious. I was so mad. It's like, that's what you really think of us? It's either get on or watch it go.
This is about money. This isn't about you.
It's all about money.
Or about heart. This has nothing to this isn't like our government. They don't care about you, me, or our kids. This is all about money. And it doesn't get any simpler than that. If you don't bring in the numbers that they want, then guess
what? They're
going to figure out. They're going to figure a way to steal that money, and they will.
Internet advertising is a sham. Internet advertising is overrated, and it's been overrated for a long time. It hasn't caught on. If it would have
10 years, yes.
It really hasn't. And the only monster that's figured out a niche in the advertising on the internet is Google, and that's it.
The monster of all them, because you know Google did something very smart. Google said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put up a flash page that isn't a flash. It's just us. Type in whatever you want, and then once you do, then we'll connect you to all the other things that you need to get to, and then you're going to get hit by all those things. They were very intelligent. I think Google is probably the most intelligent program I've ever known in my career as far as dealing with the internet. I've been with Google from the very, very beginning, from the very basics and the very trials of that.
Early 90s.
It was 88 when Google started. And you know what? They didn't lose a damn step. And you know what? They're still number one. And there's a reason. Because number one, they treat people like there's a meaning. I have a Google account that's still fresh 10 years ago that I can still use and still go on. You still use the website, still get free stuff, still go around and still have fun. This is different. We're talking about Blog Talk Radio. And I'm not downing them. I don't give a fuck if they listen to me or not. And excuse my language. But they are definitely, at this point right now, getting very greedy. Getting very greedy, and they're saying, well, you know what? If we have 27 hot sponsors right now, we can get 47. So let's jump that to 20. Let's keep jumping 20 by 20 by 20. And meanwhile, shows like Vince by the Bay is going to go by the wayside because he's getting pissed off. He's done. Mentally, he's like, why should I even do this anymore? What's next?
I don't know, gentlemen, but I got to get going. I got a girl coming over, but You guys have a great night. And
oh, you have a great night. You have a girl coming over, man. You have the great night.
Well, I will. That's why I wish you guys a great night.
All right. Thanks, man.
Take care, brother.
All right. The infamous Goofy Bone. Wow, I can't believe I got through an entire show without my switchboard freaking out on me. This is amazing. This has been a nice, solid show. Steve, I appreciate you coming through. Steve, where are you located? I can't remember.
I'm in Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona.
All right. So are you – Arizona's on funky time during the winter. Are you on Pacific time right now or mountain time?
Mountain. But you know what? Now I'm traditionally from Chicago. I was in Chicago for 43 years. So I just actually moved out here. I've only been here for 4 months. Mm-hmm. And I've fallen in love with what's going on here. And opened my studios here as a photographer and just brought it out, you know. And it's a great place to be. The temperatures are unbelievable. I mean, it was 83 yesterday. And I was talking to my brother in Chicago, and it was 7 degrees. And it was sunny, and there it was dark, you know. And so I will never miss those things about Chicago. However, Chicago has a bounty to offer. Chicago is an amazing place to grow up, and I'll never, you know, turn my faith against that, because I love Chicago, and my family, my entire family's there. So, But anyway, Arizona's where I'm at, and Phoenix and Mesa. It's pretty gorgeous.
Nice. Yeah,
you're in California.
Yeah, it's beautiful here. Amazing. I'm blessed. It's really unforreal. I don't deserve this. It's beautiful.
I thought about you today. I interrupted. I apologize. I was listening to. I was at work, and I was editing some photos, and I heard "City by the Bay" by Journey Lights.
Yeah.
And I thought about you because me and you had talked last night on Debbie Ailey's show, or it was One Angry Jew, and me and you get along. So I was like, man, I thought about you. I'm like, it's City by the Bay, and I'm like. That's a great Journey song and Lights, and it makes all the sense in the world. So I understand your passion for being there.
Yeah. It's definitely people that are here take a lot of pride. There's definitely a good portion of the population here that take pride in being in the Bay Area, especially in Oakland. There's a lot of pride in Oakland, Bay pride in Oakland. But there's Bay pride everywhere. It's always going to be like home base to me. God damn it. I hate these pop up video ads.
I know. I hate them too.
Annoying.
You can't move your mouse. If you move your mouse, something's going to pop up. It's getting so bad that it's to the point of nausea.
Mm-hmm.
You almost wonder if, you know, this might be a good point or not. I don't know. But think about this. You know how when me and you are streaming and we're talking, we're having a really good conversation, and all of a sudden one of us start to gurgle? I'm on Skype right now, and I should sound pretty crystal clear. I don't know.
Yeah, you sound fine.
Okay. But all of a sudden, my voice will start to gurgle. Well, you know what that is? That's an ad that pops up, because that's eating up some of my broadband. Is coming along with me. So, and the worst thing is the ones that you can't get out of. I was on Debbie's show the other night. By the way, Debbie thinks the world of you, just so you know.
Yeah.
Not that, I don't know if it matters or not, but just so you know.
Oh, it totally matters. I love Debbie Daly. I think she's great.
She thinks the world of you. And, thinks you're an incredibly intelligent guy, and you know, the one thing I could say about that is that, you know, it's good not to hold grudges about anybody, because not that she held one against you, but even Angry Jew, she's like, have him on my show. I think he's a pretty smart guy, you know. And I think it's good to just let it all go, because I think, unfortunately, BTR has become a great place for hatred, where people just start to dislike each other because there's certain personalities, like myself, people don't like me. There's some people that just hate me. Why, I don't know. I've never said a mean thing to one person. Not one mean thing. You know, me and Angry Jew, we had our discussion. We talked it out, and you were on that show, by the way, which I'm sure you know, and because you were there. And, you know, I say what I say, and I mean what I say. I'm not going to bullshit anyone. I came to your show multiple times, listened, and enjoyed it. And, you know, I tapped in tonight and just told you, you know, I really appreciate what you're doing. So, I mean, there's no reason for us to just be slamming each other. And unfortunately, that happens way too much.
Well, I think it's healthy. I think a certain amount of it is fun and it's healthy, as long as it's not sustained and there's like a permanent gripe. You know, it's okay to have rivalries. It's okay to have, you know, people that you disagree with. It's okay to have confrontation. You need that. If there's no confrontation, if there's no tension, you have uncompelling material, whether it's radio, whether it's a movie, whether it's a song. If it's just all fluff, you lose people.
Yeah, so you're saying, where's the rub? I mean, you need the rub. You need some kind of aggression to kind of spark it a little bit.
Oh, some guy's messaging me, podcasting site. Guy in Crazy Wolf's chat room. Do you listen to Kate Crazy Wolf at all?
No.
Podbean. Have you ever heard of Podbean? The hell's that?
I don't want to do a
podcast. I mean, I do want it to be archived as a podcast. I like how it is BTR. You can archive it as a podcast, but you record it live as a live call-in show, like a radio show.
Right.
And I want both. I want that, and I want the chat room. I just want that experience. I don't think it would be hard. Like, the problem is getting a network, a centralized network together, like BTR has, of people with interests, you know, gravitating to this site. Like, I think to hire like an engineer and somebody that knows what they're doing to write code and build it all right, you could get somebody to do a simple little interface like this chat room deal, where you and have a thing where you can just, I mean, they already have chats where you can just sign in and you can just put in an anonymous name and an anonymous password and
right.
You just sign in just on the spot right there.
All day long. Yeah,
you do that, and you have the audio, and you also have, but you also need, you know, it'd be great to have video. Like, I'm thinking of Ustream, but can people call in on the phone to Ustream if I'm broadcasting? I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to figure that out. Can they?
Yeah, they can. Of course they can.
Really?
What about Tiny Chat? I mean, is that? Do you ever check that out?
Is that just exclusively
video, audio, and chat, all three at once?
But it doesn't archive it into a podcast, though. I have to do that on my own.
Here comes the logic of this. There's no way everybody's going to give you everything for free. So and I'm not being disrespectful when I say that. I'm saying that because I would like it too. There comes a time when all right, we're getting all these elements that I believe make a perfect show. I think to be able to talk to you, watch your text, and listen to everybody else that's calling in, hanging up on people, picking up on people, that's pretty amazing. I mean, even for $40 or $50 a month, that's still cheap, but I know what you're saying. Is there another realm? Is there another way to do it? And I think Tiny Chat might be a way to do it, but from what I've seen out there, it's a lot of discontent. It's a lot of because, and listen, this may be a very good point, Vince. I think that because of that, that's the reason why it's so out of control. When people pay for something, they respect it more. I'm not saying that that's what BTR should do for its permanent host. I've been a host for 8 years, well, 4 years. So, and I know you've been out here a couple of years. I've been listening to you for at least what, a year and a half.
Yeah, I started sometime. I want to say like April, May of 2009.
Yeah, so that's about accurate. I mean, so people who have, I think that maybe BTR should go back and say, all right, here's what we have. The established players in the game are these, and they will be elite from that. And anybody that's coming in new, respect these new guidelines, and there's going to be a fee because there just has to be. I'm sure that they have bills to pay. And in fact, what I had read a year ago was BTR was going under, and BTR was going to be bought by Google. Just pretty much what you read.
I didn't read that.
I did. There was a
blog about.
You should
send me that article.
I've got to find it. It's on my other PC, which is in Chicago.
Whatever.
I'm in.
I'll Google it. I'm sure Google would not filter that out.
Right, it'll still be there. But Google wants to buy BTR, but BTR won't sell out because BTR is doing the ads right now. I'm looking at Dish Network and Silverado. Are you kidding me?
I don't know
why Google sell that.
You know what? Google has the money and the manpower and the infrastructure already. They could make their own BTR, no problem, easily. I don't know why they don't just do it.
Google never fails. Has Google
ever
failed?
Yes.
Where?
A lot. Oh,
really?
I could think of offhand. The first one that comes to mind right offhand is the integrated thing, the Buzz, Google Buzz. They thought that was going to catch on. It'd be like Twitter. No, epic fail. Oh man, I don't want to get into it right now. I'm really tired.
You're right. All right, I'm sorry. But
they have a lot of
I'm
products.
Sure.
You can look that up too. Like all the products. Like there's been articles about it, about all the products that have flopped. And they do a lot of stuff. Google right now, basically, since they've gone public as a corporation, they're basically essentially like a hedge fund. You know, they're like an investment firm. They buy out the little players, the little startups. Like that's how Google Maps started out. Google Maps was a completely different company that they absorbed and took their infrastructure and turned it into Google Maps.
Which is now used around the entire universe.
Yeah.
Google World is one of the biggest global maps known to man. And let's give them mad props because you know what we're talking about analytics and we're talking about infrastructure. We're talking about side streets that people would never have known about, and they ran cars up and down with these cams on top, videotaping everything. I don't know if that makes me very comfortable or uncomfortable, but I'll tell you one thing right now. Google is an amazing product, and I love having them at my fingertips, as you do, as a resource when I have a question about, let's say I have a photo question and I'm cropping something wrong or the composition's wrong or the balance is wrong or I'm doing sepia. I could type right into it and boom, there's the answer. No one's doing that. No one's doing that to that level. Yeah, Yahoo could say that they're trying to, and bling and say they're doing it too, but no one's doing it to the level of the efficiency or the quality of Google. No one.
And on that, we're gonna end the broadcast. I gotta go to bed. It's past my bedtime. Thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate you coming by. I thank everybody who came through, especially my special guest for the first hour. It was Jeanette Smith. Check her out at blogtalkradio.com/JeanetteSmithOnline. The second hour was apparently anonymous message hour, and thanks for everybody participating in that, especially Charlotte and Basic Bitch, who were with us, as well as One Angry Jew, who was with us for pretty much the entire program. And also, big ups to Goofy Bone for coming through. And check out Goofy Bone's show. Goofy Bone, I'm pretty sure if you just go blogtalkradio.com/goofybone, or if you search in Blog Talk for Goofy Bone, you can't miss it. Also, you can, of course, find him as one of the listeners to this broadcast. I thank Steve and everybody else for listening and calling in and making the show fun and worthwhile. I will really miss this program when it's done in, a month and a half? But I'll still be around BTR. That doesn't mean you won't see Vince in the Bay around. I will pop in and out of shows still. I'll still be in the mix in BTR, probably on as a guest or panelist or pundit, whatever. I'd be happy. That's another thing. If you're listening and you have a show and you want me to be on it, as either as a guest host or a guest or whatever, co-host, whatever you want, hit me up at vtocce@gmail.com. That's vtocce@gmail.com. If you have any email, anything you want to email me at the program, it's that's the email, vtocce@gmail.com. If you have suggestions about what platform I should bring this show to, Steve suggested that the Ustream or Livestream or one of those streams offers the ability to take on live phone calls. So if that's the case, I think I'm leaning towards that. I can always get my own hardware to take calls, but that's kind of overdoing it, I think. It's a little cumbersome. But big props to BTR tonight. Technically, I didn't lose control of my switchboard through to the end of the show, so that's good. Big ups to my producer, Amy. This is Vince in the Bay signing off. I'll check you again tomorrow night, probably the same time, 10 p.m. Pacific. If not, check me on Twitter, twitter.com/VTOCCE. That's actually, if you follow me on Twitter, it's the best way to find out what's going on with me and what I'm thinking about. That's twitter.com/VTOCCE. Also, VTOCCE is also what you can use to find me on Facebook, YouTube, and Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. That's what you can use. And also, I have my website, vincesvault.com, which hasn't been updated in over a year. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for tuning in, and always keep the faith.